What up? Welcome back to the Game Time. George Norwood back on the ones and twos, mixing it up. Thanks for Mike Stibbs. Couple little quick first segment fill in there. And now there's order in the chaos. Welcome back, Georgie.
Thank you.
You had to go draw a basketball team?
Yeah.
Can you tell us who you got?
Well.
Or is there a big reveal thing?
It's a big reveal of the finalists for the Sweet 16 20 of the Zone tournament. So we just did five names. You go on our Facebook page, 16 20 of the Zone Facebook page.
Okay.
Sharp and Benning pulled their five names, paired them up with five teams.
So you're drawing on behalf of Game Time?
Later today.
Okay.
So later today,
You had to go down, like, witness it.
Yeah, I had to go film it and all that stuff. So, but it's up there on our Facebook page, so if you are a qualifier or you just want to see them two being very silly, it's up on our Facebook page right now. The next one, I believe, will be taking place at 12:30 with USC. They'll be drawing another five names.
Okay.
And pairing them up with another five teams. And then later on, about 2:10 is when Game Time will be doing the final six.
Okay.
Yep.
So you're picking those?
Yeah.
Nice.
You want to come down with me?
I don't know if I'll be here at 2:10. I kind of got some other stuff going on here, George.
All right, I'll take care of it.
No. Okay. We had to delay the start because I had some business issues. We did a little donation today. Got a little wires crossed up, so we got that handled whilst on air. So we had to go to some planning first. And if I can swing one more thing, then I will be able to do that. So I'll help you out.
Okay, it'll take 5 minutes.
All right.
Six.
See what we can do.
All right.
Try to make it work. Show reset today. As now we know who's on the show. We'll talk to Andy Kennedy at 12:30. Robin Washit will join us at 1, barring any kind of press conference. If there's a presser, Robin is going to step away.
Yep.
Rightfully so. And if there is a presser, we will step away. And we will go to the presser as well, because that would be a disservice to you as the loyal listeners of Game Time if they were making changes and we did not cut to that. So we will cut to that, and we will head to that information. Cubsker Dad says, you sound like you're in studio today. I'm off and want to shoot the sports S. Anyone at Paisans that could serve an early happy hour and talk about this mess? If you get down there, number one, happy hour starts at 11. Goes from 11 to 5. So, head that way. Wyatt will be the best one to talk about. Wyatt's a basketball coach at Millard South. So, he'll probably be in with you. He'll have some hot takes for you. out of the Equitable Bank Zone inbox, Chris says, in 10 years, what do you think we'll have more of? NCAA basketball tournament wins or Big Ten Conference championships in football? This one, George, I might forward on to you, and you can throw this into the mailbag tomorrow because I'm kind of interested on Nick's take on this. Now, if I'm looking at it right now as it lays, rumors flying around everywhere, yeah? I will take Big Ten Conference championships in football because due to stability, I think that's where we're at now. Coaching change may change my answer. Because I think in 10 years, you know, Hoiberg, if it is Hoiberg still, now we don't know. None of my sources are returning my calls, which is kind of making me angry. Not really that excited about that. I wish they'd just text me back. Listening, I know you're listening. Text me back. But, and it's two. I learned you have to have two to confirm. So, see where we're at on that. But, yeah, right now as it lays, I go football. I think it changes in 10 years, and if Hoiberg is the coach, 10 years, I think Nebraska can win 3-10. 10 years is a long time. You know, let's be honest, I'll be long gone. I think they can win 3-10. So if you go on it to basketball, assumption being Hoiberg's the coach, I think he can coach him up, and I think, you know, if you win two, you go 2 years of two, and I know they've never won one. I know Fairleigh Dickinson has more. I get it. But, yeah, so that's where I'd be on that. Another email here. If rumors are flying, Frost is also the new basketball coach on a six-year, $3.8 million deal. Other candidates were Mike Riley, Carl Pelini, and Fred Hoiberg. That was a good one, Tanner. Good, you see frickin' I'd love to see Carl Pliny coach basketball. I think that would be great. Because that was where a lot of, you know, Carl by no means was like the calm guy on the sidelines when all this was going down. Plenty of rage coming from both of the brothers. And Adam says, Gronk is more fun to talk. He's definitely coming back. He just wants to do professional stuff, etc. The line that gets me always is well, I'm going to butcher it, so I'm not even going to say it, but basically, when society looks at a guy like Marshawn Lynch, right, wrong, indifferent, the first thought is, oh my God, this guy's wasted all of his money. Marshawn Lynch has lived off endorsement his whole career. He's got all of his contract money intact. That's why Marshawn Lynch easily is in the top three of my favorite people all time. Because he plays the fool. He plays the hoodlum. He plays the, you know, I'm just about that action, boss. He plays that guy. The tough guy. One of the smartest people. You don't go to Cal, and I know he went to Cal for the whole tenure. Cal's a tough school. Rob Gronkowski, this lovable goof, dancing. You know, they tried to have the Gronkowski cruise where they're all on there dancing around, acting a fool. Same deal. Markets himself, lives off endorsement, has all his kind. It's cool to see those type of things for guys that are super successful like that. And having Gronk, where everybody to a man, be like, this guy is just wasting everything. Like, he's not going to have a dime. He's going to need to come back, you know, blah, blah, blah. No. So those guys doing that thing is super cool to me. But yes, Adam, you are correct. Gronk is fun to talk. Gronk, I mean, headed straight WWE. Is it WWF now?
No, it's E.
It's E.
Yep.
Okay. WWE.
I'm all for that.
Yeah, because you're in that world. Yeah. Oh, 100%. He's good buddies with that Mojo Riley.
Yeah. And Mojo's got these like very creepy vignettes playing right now. So he's making like a comeback.
Oh.
So it's perfect timing.
Would you need Gronk in the ring, or could you just have Gronk be the front man?
I need Gronk in the ring. I need Gronk in the ring. He could be the front man.
I don't know how good his acting is going to be.
I guess, hey, if Ronda Rousey could do it, I think Gronk could do it. They turned Ronda Rousey into like a legit performer, not just because of the big name. Like, when she's in the ring, she's actually really good.
But her judo's got to help her with that.
It definitely does.
It's probably a lot of hip tosses.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. But then she's also got to take bumps as well, so
right.
she's doing great, and then I think Gronk can do the same thing.
God, it's got to be nice just to retire from one job where you're making millions to just like, hey, I'm just going to walk over to this other job and make millions.
Because if Gronk wanted to do it, Vince McMahon would take him straight to the top like he did Ronda.
But he'd be there tomorrow.
100%.
I will, though. I mean, I met one guy once that was a professional wrestler. Said it's just as hard on your body as any other sport, which I would, at the time when you're like, if you tell 12-year-old Matt Verse all that, I'm like, yeah, whatever, dude. They're just, you tell old 44-year-old Matt Verse, I'm like, oh, now I see how that all hurt.
It all connects.
Now I see where you're at. But yeah, good on Gronk being able to get out and do his thing and pick that up. Tell you what, we're going to take a break here. I'm going to come back and show you or tell you why I may be a prophet. Covered it yesterday on Sharp and Benny. I'll tell you what happened afterwards. We'll talk about that when we return on Game Time. 1620 The Zone. 1620 The Zone app. That was the 1620 The Zone app. 1620TheZone.com.